She wears black for, a year or something like that. Used to be a year, I guess, didn't it?
Yes, mourning, they called it.
Yeah, mourning, I guess.
And then somebody will come up to the widow and say, now, everything will be all right, so there's no need for you to
worry.
Oh, let's see, some sicknesses. If a person has old pains in his joints, you'd say he has...
That'd be rheumatism, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. Would this be all the joints?
Arthritis or rheumatism.
Uh-huh. Is that the same thing?
That's the same. Arthritis gets large, don't it?
On some people, I think it does.
Yeah, I just don't know where rheumatism causes that.
What did you call that disease that children had, probably when you were a boy, where there was a membrane that formed in the throat?
Well, wouldn't call it whooping cough, I don't guess.
I think this was more severe than that. They'd have,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And the one where the patient turned yellow?
Yellow jaundice. Jaundice?
Huh?
Yellow jaundice?
Yeah, I guess that's what it was.
Was that at all common?
Yeah, I think people had it. Long time ago, a lot.
Man told me that they never thought that was very severe, and his uncle got it. He's just turned just as yellow as could be, and he's dying.
Yeah, I've seen people with it.
What do you call that one where there's a sharp pain in the right side?
That is a minute. No, I can think of it in a minute. Appendicitis.
Uh-huh.
What? Yeah, that's what it was.
Did people have that when you were a boy?
Yeah, I can remember them having it.
Did they call it that then?
I don't hardly remember whether they did or not.
Oh, some more cramp colic, didn't they?
Huh?
Didn't they call it the cramp colic a lot? I heard your father talk about it.
Yeah,
some man are having it, and they saved him with coal oil.
Huh.
Give him a tablespoon of coal oil. It was some of those Ingrams, wasn't it?
Well, that ain't one that turned you out, is it?
Oh, no, talking about that pain. He might have had cramp colic. I don't know whether that'd be the same as appendicitis or not.
I know I had a great uncle or something like that who died from that. They operated on him on his kitchen table.
Oh,
no anesthetic or anything. They just cut him open. That did it.
Yeah.
If you've been away on a trip again and come back and you find that one of your friends is in the hospital and you want to find out when this happened, what would you say? What would you ask?
Well, ask what was the matter with him, I reckon.
Uh-huh. Or when did he...
When did he get taken, or when did he go to the hospital?
Uh-huh.
What is wrong with him?
Mm-hmm.